Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to Almost Famous, the podcast about fame with me, Barnaby Slater. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, please do subscribe or follow the podcast and leave us a rating and comment in Apple Podcasts if that's where you're listening. That would be a massive help and enable us to be shared and listened to by lots of other people. So if you could give us a comment, that would be so great. Also, do give us a follow on Instagram at Almost Famous, the podcast. In series 5 of the show, I'm bringing you daily episodes called 15 Minutes of Fame, where I read out some of the most honest and controversial stories that celebrities have ever told. In today's episode, journalist, television presenter, contrarian, and professional wind-up, Piers Morgan talks back in 2001 about when he first found out about how to hack people's voicemails on their phones, something he claimed he never did in his role as a tabloid editor, despite many millions of people finding that suspicious at best. Before he goes on to discuss Naomi Campbell's cocaine habit and a party where he couldn't help but wind up Prince Charles and a young Prince William. Hope you enjoy it. Friday, the 26th of January. I've been called to another interview with the DTI next month. Rather worryingly, this development leads to a flurry of calls from journalists asking about it. Given that the DTI has not, to my knowledge, leaked anything about this case to anyone, I am mystified. But someone suggested today that people might be listening to my mobile phone messages. Apparently, if you don't change the standard security code that every phone comes with, then anyone can call your number. And if you don't answer, tap in the standard 4-digit code to hear all your messages. I'll change mine just in case, but it makes me wonder how many public figures and celebrities are aware of this little trick. Tuesday, 30th of January. We reveal today that Naomi Campbell is attending Narcotics Anonymous to treat her cocaine addiction. In an effort to be fair to her, we didn't go for the jugular, as we could have done, and wrote a very positive piece about how brave she was being and how good it was that she was having treatment. But, on legal advice from Martin, we blanked out the faces of the other NA attendees and didn't say whereabouts in the world it was. Matthew Freud called this morning to ask if we'd be interested in a response from Naomi, if he could fix it. Of course, we'd love it. You can see we've been sympathetic, Matthew, and if she talked to us, we'd be even more so. He said he'd see what he could do, but was pretty hopeful. Thursday, the 1st of February. Naomi was initially keen to talk, apparently, but has now decided to sue us. Matthew sounds exasperated. I tried, he said, but she won't listen. Well, it's up to her, I said. But how can she expect to win a privacy case when we're talking about her addiction to cocaine? It's illegal, for Christ's sake. Matthew sighed. Yes, not the greatest case, really, is it?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wednesday the 7th of February. The PCC threw a very glamorous party at Somerset House tonight to celebrate their 10th anniversary. Charles, William and even Camilla turned up to confront their tormentors over champagne and canapés. I spotted William being led away to have a quiet word with Rebecca and Liz Murdoch and went to his rescue. "Want me to save you from these dreadful harpies, sir?" He laughed. "Ah, Piers. Hello, how are you?" "Fine, thanks, but I'm worried for your safety with those two, especially that flame-haired monster." "No, I'm sure I'll survive," he replied, as Rebecca tried to muscle me away. Guy Black, the very clever and charming director of the PCC, materialised out of nowhere. "You see what I have to put up with now, William?" he said. I tried to talk to Prince Andrew, but he couldn't hide either his boredom or irritation at having to be in the same room as us. He gave monosyllabic answers to everything I said, even when I tried to discuss golf. "Yes, I like it," he said. "Either he's a crashingly rude bore, or he's thick, or, more probably, he just loathes us so much he can't be asked. Chip off his dad's block, though, definitely." Charles was thoroughly charming, as ever. "You have a brother in the army, don't you?" he said as he shook my hand. Which would have been slightly more impressive if I hadn't seen one of his aides whisper that very fact in his ear 2 seconds earlier. "Yes, sir, Royal Regiment of Wales. He met you recently, actually." "Yes, I think I remember now," he replied, which was probably untrue, but Jeremy'll be chuffed. Poor William was being stalked all evening by that ghastly creature, Lady Victoria Harvey. "Need some help in giving her the slip, sir?" I asked as he scurried past with her in hot pursuit. No, I'm fine, but thanks for your continued concern, Piers. I'll let you know if I need assistance." Later, I heard him say to Coronation Street star John Savident, "You're in EastEnders, aren't you?" On learning he was the street's butcher, William said, "Oh, right, sorry. Well, why don't you introduce organic bacon to your shop? The bacon from the Duchy of Cornwall's great." William still blushes quite easily when he meets people, but he's already displaying all the different charms of both his parents. To be totally frank, I've always thought Piers Morgan was a complete prick. But I have to admit that recently he's done some good work holding the UK government to account over their appalling work dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. However, when it comes to this extract from his diaries in the early noughties, I can't help but think it's a little too much of a coincidence that he admitted to knowing how to hack people's voicemails all the way back in 2001, and then claimed to not be involved whatsoever when his papers used that tactic not only on most of the celebrities in this country, but also, and most appallingly, on the victims of terrible crime and their families. Let me know your thoughts on that Piers Morgan extract and any of these episodes of 15 Minutes of Fame in the Apple Podcast comment section, or by posting to our social media, Instagram at Almost Famous the Podcast. Also, please do press that subscribe button and rate the podcast on Apple Podcasts. It would be a massive help if you could just leave us a little comment and a rating. Thank you so much. Also, check out my other show, It's Your Funeral, a lighthearted look into the most important day of our guests' afterlives, and give it a follow on Insta at Pod It's Your Funeral. Thanks so much for listening, and remember, there'll be a brand new episode of Almost Famous's 15 Minutes of Fame every weekday. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.